Okay, it is Twitter Tuesday on the Leader Smith podcast. Thanks for joining me. I hope that you enjoy it.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leader Smith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so it is Twitter Tuesday. Again, if you're not familiar with Twitter Tuesday, I go on Twitter, I look for hashtag leadership or leading or leader or similar kind of hashtags, and I go see what people have posted. And then I strain out some of the bad posts. I only come up with good gems, and then we just discuss those. And it's a great episode usually because there are some ahas lodged in there. And because I'm a professor, along the way, I always try to cite my sources. So if you posted it, I'm going to try to give you credit. So here is Patty Hansen at Team One Accounting on Twitter. And she said this, leadership is not about doing more. It's about switching from doing to leading. Leadership is not about doing more. It's about switching from doing to leading. And I think that's right. Very often, the younger my student is in leadership, the more often that I see them fall into this kind of trap. They were promoted to a leadership position because they were doing excellent work. Unless they realize that leadership is always getting things done through other people, they tend to burn themselves out until they understand this. So good work, Patty. That's very, very true. And it's good stuff. Okay, the second one, this comes from Stan McChrystal. And I looked at it after I found the quote because I was reading the quotes first. It's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. And I saw Eleanor Roosevelt's face. I'm not a big fan of Eleanor Roosevelt, but I got to give credit where credit is due. Okay, I mean, just because she's not somebody that I'm a big fan of doesn't mean that she didn't say something really good. And she said this. The quote is, a good leader inspires people to have confidence in the leader. A great leader inspires people to have confidence in themselves. And I think that's very, very true. Okay. It's not about me as a leader. It's not about me. Yes, I have to work on me in order to support you, but it's not about me. It's about you, the follower. And when you realize that, everything shifts in the way that you operate, in the way that you think, in the way that you process what leadership is. By the way, this is from Stan McChrystal, and I clicked on it after I read the quote. And it's like the Stan McChrystal, General Stanley McChrystal. General McChrystal wrote a great book. If you haven't read it, it's called Team of Teams. I regularly talk about that book in my classes, and so I would highly recommend that you find that. I will put the link to the book Team of Teams below the show. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The next one is from Pragyan Advisory at Advisory, Pragyan. And they said this, leadership means the ability to delegate, communicate, and influence with empathy and passion. The leaders of today are the flag bearers of the change that we shall watch tomorrow. Let's embrace leaders. Let's embrace change. Okay, there's two parts to that. I really like that quote. The two parts are the elements of it. So I want to talk about that first. And then the second line is really interesting as well. So the first line is this. Leadership means the ability to delegate. Yes, that's part of it. If you're not delegating, something's wrong somewhere. Or at least assigning responsibility or mentoring or coaching or doing something. But if you're doing it all by yourself, that's not leadership. Two, communicate. Absolutely. Huge chunk of what you do as a leader. And influence with empathy. Now, if you listen to what I talked about yesterday about trust, the hospital story that I told in yesterday's episode, yes, empathy, it's got to be there. It's a huge part of trust, affect-based trust and passion. I don't know anybody who's successful in really uber successful who's not passionate about what they're doing. Okay, that's part one. Second part, the leaders of today are the flag bearers of the change that we shall watch tomorrow. Okay, that's right. Leadership's always about change. It's moving from this state to that state. And so if you understand leadership, it's not about managing the status quo or making things more efficient. It's about moving from this state to that state. And so this quote was right on so many levels. Very well done. Okay, next one, Vice Principal SFL at SFL2326, that's their Twitter hashtag, and they say, people say a lot, so I watch what they do. And I thought, you know, it was unexpected. You know, I was expecting, so I listened to what they say is what I was expecting them to say, but that's not it. So I watch what they do because, again, there's a truism. You know, if there's a conflict between what you say and what you do, I believe what you do, not what you say. So very well done, Vice Principal SFL. Okay, the next one. It has a picture of a grumpy looking cat. It's by Great Managers. At great underscore managers. And this grumpy looking cat is there. And the quote is this: being positive in a negative situation is not naive, it's leadership. Now, there's two ways that you can approach that. One, if you put your head in the sand and you're Pollyanna, that's not good. That doesn't help anything, right? But just being positive for the sake of being positive doesn't help anything. But remember, emotions are contagious. So if you are positive, even if the situation is negative, you're going to have an impact on the people that are listening to you and people that are following you. It reminds me of Colin Powell in his great book, It Worked for Me in Life and Leadership. He talked about, I got away with this many times. I was cold and wet and hungry and tired. And just by being positive, I inspired my people to go and do more, even though I was cold and wet and hungry and tired and I didn't want to go further. But we kept going. Okay, now what would have happened if he said, well, you know, I'm cold and wet and hungry and tired and this is terrible, guys, and I don't want to go on anymore. Like you would drain all the morale out of your people. So you as the leader, you have to understand that your emotions are going to be more contagious and be aware of that. Okay, next one is by Leadership Memes, at Leadership Memes. And they said this: share your journey, share your mistakes, share recognition. And it's attributed to Lorenzo. I don't know who Lorenzo is, but nonetheless, yeah, share your journey, give your backstory, tell people about how you got here, share your mistakes. People don't want to, many leaders don't want to do that. But people that first come into a leadership position are very sensitive about this. Like, oh, I want them to think I have it all together. I want them to think I'm competent. Like, I don't make mistakes. No, we know you're going to make mistakes. That's fine. This is the process of being vulnerable. Again, I talked about this yesterday when we talked about trust. So share your journey, share your mistakes, be vulnerable, open yourself up. And also the last one is share recognition. And I think that's another pitfall. It's different than the first two. The first is not about being is about not being vulnerable. The second process, not sharing recognition, is a whole different thing. Now you're going to demoralize for a whole different reason. When you take somebody's credit and it really belongs to them, always give everybody credit, more credit than even is necessary. Give them the credit. And next is by Sherry Rodriguez at SKRODRIGUEZ1. And Sherry posted this little meme that says, great leaders don't tell you what to do, they show you how it's done. And I think, you know, there's some great truth to that. Yes, they do tell you what to do, but more importantly, they show you how it's done. They don't not instruct, but they show you by example. And that example is, again, more powerful than what you say. So this is very similar to what we were talking about before. Next is from Melanie Benson. Melanie is at Mel Coach. Melcoach. And she had another meme here that said, allowing others to help you is a sign of strength. Now, we just talked about that same kind of phenomenon when people come into a leadership role and they want to, you know, show that they're competent and I don't need anything. No, you do need help. Allowing others to help you is a sign of strength. And if you're willing to do that, you're willing to show that you're vulnerable. And more importantly, if you don't do that, you cut yourself off from the information that you need, from the people that can help you, from all the resources that want to come to your aid, assuming that you're a decent leader. You cut yourself off when you don't allow that help. So please understand that allowing others to help you is a sign of strength. Okay, the next one. So this is by Rutvig at RUTVIK0224. That's their Twitter handle. And they posted this really interesting video. It was a 33-second clip. I'm going to post it below this so that you can go and look at it in the show notes if you're interested. So the difference between a boss and a leader, and it has these wolves. They're on an ice pack or an ice floe, or I don't know what you call it exactly. They're standing on ice, and the one dog is lapping up the water through the ice, just one little hole. And then another dog comes over trying to, you know, get, you know, a drink as well. And this snarls at him and chases him away. And everybody else is kind of standing in the background. Well, another dog goes over somewhere else and then starts with his paws pouncing at the ice in another place and breaks open a hole. And all the other dogs rush over and they go and get their drinks of water. That's the difference between the boss and the leader. The boss who is, no, I'm getting my privileges first and you just, you wait there and wait your turn, as opposed to a leader who just goes to do it. Now, the boss isn't necessarily the only leader. That that other one was a leader as well by going and doing that. And that's, it's such a brilliant video. You need to go see it yourself and I'll post it below. Okay, next one. This is by Rajiv Sahu at Rajeev_SAHU. It's a quote by Gandhi. It says, "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win." Mahatma Gandhi. And I think there's something right about this. Leadership isn't an easy thing. And anybody who thinks it is fooling themselves. And people will attack you in different ways, maybe passively aggressively by ignoring or laughing you, but then maybe aggressively by fighting you. But when you understand that that's going on, you'll understand, like, look, if you're trying to please everybody, you're not leading. Just don't think that you are. Okay. Leadership is going to require you to sometimes make decisions. And hopefully you're making the best decisions that you can with the support of your people. But sometimes the decisions aren't going to please everyone. And you have to understand that. Okay. Next, this is Apurv Nagpal at APURVNAGPAL. And he has this great meme. It's a cartoon. A boss is sitting there talking to, I guess, a potential employee. He's saying, "I'm looking for employees who have their own unique way of seeing things my way." and it's pretty funny because I've met bosses like that. I've met people who, you know, they want diversity as long as that diversity sees things exactly the way that I see them. And it's a very common pitfall to want to hire new employees made in your image. But that's not how you get diversity. So that's pretty funny. Next one, it comes from Jack Phan, PHAN, at Jack PHAN. And he says this, it's a quote from, and there's a meme with it, from A Bug's Life. And it's this: "The first rule of leadership, everything is your fault." Unquote. Now, if you understand that, a lot of things fall into place. And this is what makes micromanagers micromanagers. They're afraid that things are going to be their fault, and so they have to jump on things. But if you just understand, look, it all rests on me. Oh, by the way, while I was at the hospital yesterday, or in the last 3 days, I got to get a lot of reading done. So I finished 4 books, including one. It's called Elite. It was about a guy who was a Navy SEAL who gave me the best story, my new favorite leadership story. And I will be sharing that later on this week. This episode later in the week will have a title, something like My New Favorite Leadership Story or something like that. So make sure you come back and check that out. But everything is your fault. And when you realize that, there's something liberating in that. There's something freeing in that. There's something that motivates you to see things properly when you understand that. Okay, next. This is Leo Aspen at LEO A07. And he said, "The thought for today, engaging for leaders, managers, and teams." And he has this meme from Simon Sinek, who said this: "When people are financially invested, they want a return. When people are emotionally invested, they want to contribute." Now, I've said this before: when you have my back, you get my heart. That's what I mean by that emotionally invested. If you care about me, I want to help you. I want to make you successful. I want you to stick around because I know where my bread is buttered. Okay, so I want to help you. We don't think about this enough. If you get people's emotional investment, everything starts to work out. Okay, next. This is from Robert Jackson at RJ Motivates. He said this: "If you call yourself a leader but can't handle someone criticizing you, you're not ready to lead. God is calling you to be great. Stay out of your emotions." Now, I get what he's saying. When he says stay out of your emotions, let me discount that, because much of what you do in leadership is emotional. Leadership is as emotional as management is cold and calculating and rational. So you need to have emotions, but that's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about, like, don't let the criticism bother you, because that's just part of it. I mean, you've got to be aware that if you're in leadership, you will be criticized. That's just part of the territory. Okay. So he's right. But remember, emotions, make that emotional connection with your people, but stay out of your emotions when people criticize you. Just understand that's part of it. Okay, last one. And I really like this because it's a different perspective. And that's kind of what I'm looking for here. This is from Communication With Your Mind at @COMM_WYIM. And there's a meme that has somebody holding up glasses and it says, take the perspective of the boss, even if you aren't the boss. Now that's important, okay? When we're talking about leadership, we naturally think about our followers, but you got to understand that your boss, that's a person too. And he probably has emotions and feelings and all those other things just like you do. So if you take his perspective and try to at least understand where he's coming from, you don't have to actually do necessarily what he sees, but think about how he's going to be impacted by how you act. That's just good followership. And so take the perspective of the boss, even if you aren't the boss, try to understand where he is. And if you want an excellent book on that, the book Creative Followership by Jimmy Johnson, I can't remember, Jimmy Collins from Chick-fil-A is the best resource on that. Okay, that's Twitter Tuesday for this week. Thank you so much for your time and for listening. I hope that helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Thank you.